USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Thursday that Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be leaving her post as White House press secretary at the end of the month. The president said in a tweet that Huckabee Sanders would be heading back to Arkansas, and he does hope she runs for governor. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for the attacks on tankers in the Gulf of Oman. Speaking at the State Department on Thursday, Pompeo says Iran's actions are a clear threat to international peace and security. Secretary of State Pompeo also accused Iran of ratcheting up tensions in the volatile Middle East.
These unprovoked attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security, and an unacceptable campaign of escalating tension by Iran.
A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was up 102 points to close at 26,107. The NASDAQ gained 44. The S&P gained 12 points to close at 28,92. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
A new Florida law is meant to put more cars, but not drivers, on Florida roads. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill today encouraging self-driving car technology.
Florida officially has an open-door policy to autonomous vehicle companies, and I encourage them to relocate from California to Florida. We have a much better business environment here.
DeSantis says this measure will be great for Florida, which allows self-driving cars to be operated without human backup. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise praised Capitol Hill police officers Crystal Greiner and David Bailey during a congressional baseball practice Wednesday for helping save him from a near-fatal shooting 2 years ago in Virginia.
The things I think about the most when I think about June 14th, it's the heroes. Thank you. Thanks for your service. Thanks for your sacrifice. And glad you're back.
Scalise was shot in the hip by gunman James Hodgkins, who was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and Scalise does hope to be in attendance at the game coming up on the 26th of June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The criticism is continuing from some in the media and some fans after the USA women's soccer team won their first game against Thailand 13-0. Some people felt the celebrations were a bit excessive and that the United States should have maybe took their foot off the gas, you could say. CBS This Morning caught up with USA women's soccer star Hope Solo, and one of the questions she was asked was if the men would be getting the criticism like the women are receiving now.
I think so. I think that's how we grow the game. We have to be criticized. There's this ongoing debate right now in England about how do we push the women's game forward. Well, we have to be willing to take criticism as women athletes and women footballers, because ultimately the men take criticism as well.
As far as celebrating goals, Solo believes
we can celebrate goals. America loves winning, and we certainly put on quite the show the other night. It was a comprehensive performance. It was a beautiful performance by the United States. But I still think we can celebrate those goals, and the fans can enjoy the game without having the choreographed celebrations.
And finally, the St. Louis Blues are celebrating their first Stanley Cup championships. They beat the Bruins 4-1 in Game 7 in Boston. Now tonight is Game 6 of the NBA Finals, the last game also to be played at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, where the Golden State Warriors will host the Toronto Raptors. Toronto is leading that series 4-2. Tip-off is set for just after 6 o'clock Pacific time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.